Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
So I'm just going to point out that Shohei Ohtani is at 51 home runs and 51 steals.
I think that's pretty good, right?
And he has 9 games left.
Considering no one's ever done it, ever. What if he got 60-60?
Yeah, I don't think he can do that.
Yeah, you don't know. He keeps playing the Marlins.
But I think he can get to 55-55.
Yeah.
Because 6 of the 9 games are against the Rockies.
Mm. Well, hey, he may get to 60-60. Don't discount that.
Well, he's got to hit a home run in every one of the...
No, he doesn't. He's got to hit, you know, do like today and get 3. You know, that's a couple 3 home run games, and there you go.
Yeah, I don't see it.
Probably not, but still.
Still.
It'd be fun to...
What a season.
Well, and this is... Did we look... This is going to be his 3rd MVP, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, geez.
And he didn't even pitch.
No, didn't even pitch. Wait till next year. Although, I mean, you pointed out, if he comes back, because they say don't count him out in the postseason pitching... If they win a World Series, and the Dodgers certainly are capable of doing that, if they win a World Series and that son of a gun either pitches or and wins a couple games or like maybe comes back and is their closer, this could put a stamp on the greatest season in Major League Baseball history. Win an MVP 50-50 or 55-55 and then pitch meaningful innings in the postseason? I mean, come on.
Come on.
What he's doing is just, it's silly.
So I'm looking at the rankings here. Mm-hmm. Texas and Georgia, their top 2 teams in the country.
Yes, sir. And there's really not much of a debate. I think that's...
Yeah.
Kind of, you know,
well, Ohio State. They haven't been tested yet,
no,
though.
No.
Of course. Well, I guess Georgia has. Texas went to Michigan. Yeah, okay. So, yeah, Ohio State hasn't been tested yet, but they're 3rd.
Yeah.
Then you have Alabama, Ole Miss, Tennessee, and Missouri. Those teams are all from the SEC.
Mm-hmm.
6 of the top 7 in college football are from the SEC.
Yeah. I mean, and it's hard to argue with that. Like, if you're going to say the best, I mean, again, there's Ohio State. So, you know, I haven't played anyone, but they certainly look the part. And, you know, Urban Meyer said this was the best Ohio State team he's seen. By the way, you've seen that Urban, again, for the second time, denied. He did not say that he was not interested in coaching. He's coming back to coach. That was very clunky.
Yeah, I mean,
someone asked him, like, hey, are you done coaching? He's like, well.
I would be more stunned if he did not come back.
Wait till he comes back and is the next coach at Florida. Wait till they fire.
You think Florida's bringing him back?
Wait till they fire Billy Napier and the Swamp King comes back. I'm just saying, man.
It'd be a good hire.
Like someone asked him about the Florida job, and I'll tell you what, Herbs did not downplay that.
Does Tim Tebow have any eligibility left?
Say what you will about Urban Meyer. All that dude does is win and win national championships.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing with him is you just got to get by the moral police.
Yeah, and Florida doesn't care at this point.
I don't think they do.
No, when you suck as bad as Florida does, yeah, they'll be fine. But no, I mean, when you look up and down the SEC, with the exception of Ohio State, there's not an argument to be made. The only other team that you could say is Miami, Oregon, Penn State. And Miami's the only one that I would listen to that belongs in that conversation right now. But I'm not going to put them over Tennessee. I'm not going to put them over Ole Miss. I'm not putting them over Alabama. This isn't even SEC bias, which I know it always drives Dirt nuts. Like he can't handle the SEC thing. But this is, and it's a small sample size. So, you know, give it time to play out. But as of right now, there is not an argument to be made that one of these teams is being overinflated. They're just not.
Not Missouri?
No. Well, Missouri is in the SEC. So
I know. You said overinflated.
No.
In other words, I thought you meant you were saying that there's not an argument to be made that any of those are undeserving.
No. So the idea of me taking Miami or Oregon or Penn State and putting them above Missouri, why? Missouri was a phenomenal team last year. Missouri is very well coached. That's a 10-win team that's back. They've got absolutely studs there. So, you know, at the end of the year, if you're betting me who ends up ahead, Miami, Missouri, or Oregon, I don't think it's Missouri because their schedule. But to say right now that Miami or Oregon is better than Missouri, that's no. I couldn't have that argument.
So you think that the SEC really does have 6 of the top 7 best teams in the country?
Right now, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Miami will be there. Miami will be, because Miami's good. When you watch Miami play and the way they recruit, and if they can get out of, if Cristobal can get out of the way, Miami's good. So Miami will be ahead of some of those because Miami's schedule. Have you seen Miami's schedule?
Oh yeah,
this is it's a cakewalk.
But you know the thing about a couple of things. One, it does seem like Miami is pretty damn good, and Cam Ward is kicking some ass.
He could win a Heisman Trophy.
Um, What was I going to tell you?
I don't know.
Well, I think, well, one, you said Missouri's schedule. Mm-hmm. What's interesting to me about the SEC right now is that they have so many teams now that you assume that they play a tough schedule because they're in the SEC.
It's not necessarily.
But that's no longer a safe assumption.
No, it is not.
Because you can miss a lot of the other good teams in the SEC.
And Missouri does.
And exactly. So it's actually not that hard of a schedule.
No, I mean, but you still
But I think there's a... I'm sorry. Yeah. What I meant was there's a difference between the best teams and, you know, the most deserving. Like, Miami is probably going to be a top seven ranked team.
Yes.
I don't know that they're one of the top seven best teams. Yeah. There's two different things there.
Sure.
But right now what we're saying is in the SEC, six of those seven teams are the best in the country.
Yes. I am not going to like I said, I'm not made the only team that I would make an argument for is I'd make an argument for Miami, and I think Oregon could get there. If the real Oregon shows up and the offensive line issues are solved, and I'm not convinced of that. Like I told you before the Oregon State game, O-line problems tend to linger. You can get better, but they tend to linger. And yeah, they had a little shuffling in there. And by the way, the run game and the pass protection were great. And you look at the advanced analytics, Oregon only failed on five run plays that entire game. And Gabriel didn't get sniffed. So if that's the Oregon O-line that shows up, and I'm far from convinced that that's the O-line that shows up week to week, we'll see what happens. Then, to me, Miami and Oregon belong with those other teams. But it's not Penn State. It's not USC right now, although USC may prove me wrong as that season goes along. I think USC is a really, really interesting team because their defense right now looks for real. They've already beaten LSU. They got a big one at Michigan. I think USC right now is a real sleeper team that no one's talking about. And their schedule is tough, but USC is scary good. But outside of that, it's not Kansas State. It's not Oklahoma State. Dude, the SEC is SEC's for real.
The Big Ten, well, I mean, I think we knew that. But the Big Ten is what's kind of maybe more the shocker early on is that they have quite a bit to prove. I mean, I know they have seven ranked teams, but there's not one of them besides Ohio State that's shown that they're elite.
No.
Whereas I think what you're saying is in the SEC,
they look the part.
We've always known that they're for real, but Texas has just jumped up and said, hey, don't forget about us.
Yep.
And the other schools, Ole Miss, Tennessee, Missouri, yep. I mean, there's just no blemishes.
No.
They have already shown that they're elite, and you're going to have to prove otherwise.
Yep.
Big Ten just has gone the other direction, where Penn State's been a little shaky, Oregon's been a little shaky.
Yep.
Like you said, USC's still got a lot to prove. I mean, and Ohio State hasn't done anything yet.
Nope.
And Michigan isn't. Turns out they aren't even any good.
I think USC beats Michigan. And look, USC's defense and the way they're tackling right now, you know, with Lincoln Riley and Miller Moss, and by the way, like their best offensive player, Zachariah Branch, hasn't even done anything this year. Like it's been other guys. If this defense for USC keeps going like this, and the way they're tackling, it looks like a completely different group. By the end of the year, USC may be the team that we're looking at and saying, I'm sorry, I wasn't familiar with your game. That's the only thing they have lacked since Lincoln Riley has been there. And they look different up front. They just do. They're flying to the ball. They're tackling. I think they're going to handle Michigan. What we're going to say after that is we're going to be like, oh, Michigan's not very good. I don't know what USC has to do to get their flowers. And I know because of the schedule, we think there's going to be some losses built in there, but they're on the road against Michigan and then they're home against Wisconsin. They handle those two. I think maybe then we kind of look at USC and be like, yeah, guys, this team has always been able to score points. They got a defense now. Look out. And then they got Minnesota and then Penn State. So USC is going to have to prove this over the next month. But I'm very bullish right now on USC more so than I am a lot of those other teams. I'm very bullish on Miami and I'm very bullish on USC. And I'm putting a put on Oregon right now. I need to see more. And even though the next two games aren't, you know, dude, it's UCLA who's just so bad, and Michigan State. I just want to see them do what Ohio State and the other teams have done, which is just stomp an old-fashioned mud hole in teams that you're supposed to beat. You do that, now all of a sudden, now we get into that Ohio State game, and now win or lose, now we talk about you with the elites.
Imagine if we still had the four-team playoff. And, of course, this is all just – I mean, this will all play out.
Yeah.
But imagine if this is really the year where you get the 14 playoff, all the schools are from the SEC.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Talk about obnoxious. It like, would or be. Imagine a Texas, Georgia, Ohio State, Alabama playoff.
Yeah.
I might not even watch it. Like, okay, fine, I'll watch it. But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
This, thank God for the 12-team playoff.
Yes. And like, and I get this is like, this is where I say like the dirt hatred, the Vancouver Vortex line. Who has the SEC played? Under what spell are you? Again, man, I get that you may not like the SEC, but if you don't watch Texas, Georgia, Bama, Ole Miss, Tennessee, if you can't watch that and see that it looks different than Oregon and Penn State and, oh, I don't know, Oklahoma, if you can't see that that looks different, the one who's under a spell is you. The one that you're just, you're so blinded by the fact that you hate the SEC and you're tired of hearing about them, then like you, I could say the same thing about Oregon. Who has Oregon played? Oregon has looked like dog ass for two of the three games. So Oregon's 3-0, and Oregon, you know, it could be a national title contender. They could continue to get better. But this is my argument. You can sit there and say, who did Texas play? Well, they went on the road and kicked the living God out of Michigan. You know, I mean,
well, and Tennessee beat NC State. Yes. They were ranked,
and they killed them. And so, that was in North Carolina.
And then Missouri just beat Boston College, and everybody was jocking Boston College because they were ranked.
So if you're going to sit there and say who did they play, I'll turn around and say who the hell has the other teams played? At least in the SEC, like with Ole Miss, the teams that you have played, you've looked the you know, part. Ohio State's played no one, but they've looked the part, and Oregon hasn't.
Can I just say what
Penn State hasn't?
There is an absurdity that he points out. And I don't think this is what he meant, but it is kind of stupid that the Big Ten and the SEC will go head-to-head one time.
Yeah.
Once. Yeah. Texas, Michigan. That's it.
That's it.
And that's just dumb.
Yep. USC, LSU.
LSU. There you go. And USC got them.
Oh, yep. Right. Yeah, you're right.
LSU is the only team that I feel like you had thoughts of maybe them being winners in the SEC that hasn't looked the part, whereas like in the Big Ten, there's been a lot of teams that don't look the part.
Well, if you look, I just got done giving USC all the flowers. Like, I'm very bullish on USC because they proved something.
They're good.
And then the other team that they played that sucked, Utah State, what did they do? They absolutely annihilated.
Shut them out. First shutout since 2011.
So, you know, they're USC is doing what they need to do. And again, over the next 2 weeks, if Oregon takes care of business, we'll change the way we talk about Oregon, even though they will have played no one. And we said this going into the year. Ohio State and Oregon are on a collision course to both be undefeated, and both will have played nobody. And that right there, like you talked about the popularity of the NFL and how, you know, it's losing you a little bit. You know, the part that gets me about college football that I struggle with is just this.
100%.
I cannot, if we can get 6 weeks into a season and the preseason number 3 and number 2 team in the country in Ohio State and Oregon will have played absolutely nobody, that to me is a major problem. Whereas in the NFL, whatever you think about a team week to week, that team can beat you.
Well, this is where you go back with college football is like if they ever pull their, this is why I say if they ever pull their head out of their ass, yes, they need the structure of the sport. If they do it in a way that makes it way more interesting and entertaining, you got a lot more eyeballs.
Yeah.
And one of those things is,
better
and
schedule.
You know, Mark, yeah, better schedule or just, Mark Cuban had this idea several years ago. I remember we talked about it where he said you should, the top, I think it's, I can't remember if he was like 1-2 and 3-4. They play, they keep open day. Everybody has an open date at the quarter poll and then maybe the three quarter poll or whatever. I can't remember what
and
he said.
Shuffle the schedule.
And whoever is in the top four, they play each other every, twice a year.
Yep.
Basically. And so you get the games that you want to see.
Yep.
That's not a bad idea. I don't know if that's the right idea, but it's not a bad idea. That's the kind of thinking that college football needs to start in the room.
And it would be amazing. If you did it,
yes,
it would be incredible.
People would want, you got to set up these matchups.
Yep.
You're right. It is absurd that Oregon and Oklahoma State will go, and Ohio State will go 6 weeks before we have any idea who either of them are.
No.
And then they finally play.
Yeah. The best team that either one will have played leading up to each other is probably Michigan State, and that's pathetic. And they will both have played Michigan State. It's pathetic. That's absolutely pathetic.
So you.
Oh, and by the way, Alabama played Wisconsin just last week at Wisconsin to the person hating on the SEC. And what happened there? I believe Alabama, like, alley-whipped.
The anti-SEC, like, you have no argument.
No, it's just a tired argument.
It's not even an argument.
No.
Like, you don't have one.
No, you're just bitter.
Name the champions. Just go. Just open your eyes. Like, it's not even close, really. And they got Texas and Oklahoma now.
Yeah.
I think it's the interesting thing about college football to get all the way to where we're talking is it's going to have to slough off a lot of this, a lot of these garbage programs.
Yeah.
And I know people don't like it, but it's going to come down to the SEC, the Big Ten, and maybe one other conference of other schools. And that's really all who plays each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more interesting that way.
Yeah. Cause it's
because that's how you create the match. There's too many, there's 120 teams.
Yeah. It's a killer. It's a killer when week to week I have to sort through 90 games to come up with three that mean something.
Exactly. The only thing that's good about that is that because they play so many games, inevitably, in any time window on a Saturday, there will be something worth watching.
Yeah.
But you never know which one it is. You never know. We didn't know Georgia-Kentucky would come down to the wire, but it did, and then flip over and you watch it. It would be better if they just created better matchups that we want to sit down and watch start to finish.
Yeah.
And they just don't have it.
Nope. It's the biggest problem that sport has. That and who knows what the hell is going on with pain and not pain and NIL. And that sport is the biggest wild card right now in the world.
It's in flux.
No one can tell me with any form of certainty, literally, you can't even give me an educated guess on where that thing lands over the next...
No one knows.
Not even 10 years. I give you 5 years.
To the NFL next. Here is Will.